Enter Nakamoto Sound, a hub for truth spreaders. Our audio tracks spark understanding and fuel a fairer, more prosperous society. Perfect for your blogs, videos, Substacks, podcasts, and social media. Let's orange pill the world together. Disclaimer: this content is for educational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Always conduct your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any financial decisions. This Nakamoto Sound track is licensed under CC BY 4.0. Share freely with attribution. The main references for this text are the video, What is the Problem?, and podcasts featuring interviews with Jeff Booth. You have a problem. Hello, pay close attention, because what we're about to discuss could change your life and your understanding of the world, and that's because you have a problem. Look, I want you to listen carefully, because what I'm about to tell you might be hard to accept, but it's essential that you know. You're going through a series of situations in your life that aren't just coincidences, aren't just a phase, and are far from being simple issues that resolve themselves with time. What's happening to you is much deeper and more serious, and it demands your full attention now. And no, you're not alone. Most people around you, family, friends, coworkers, even strangers you pass on the street, are experiencing, to a greater or lesser degree, the same feelings of exhaustion, stress, frustration, and stagnation. The difference is that few manage to realize what's truly behind it. Maybe you've already felt that no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you strive to improve your life, things seem to stay stuck. It's like running on a treadmill. You expend energy, time, dreams, and yet you remain practically in the same place. And as you age, life doesn't become calmer or more secure, as it should. On the contrary, you accumulate more worries. Worries about bills, health, your family's safety. Worries about surviving the next month. The price of essentials, food, housing, transportation, keeps rising. Wages don't keep up, and your purchasing power erodes year after year. Even a simple lifestyle is gradually becoming unattainable. Maybe you've tried to eat better, exercise, take care of your health, but the reality is that without enough purchasing power, these things become a privilege. Good food is expensive. Health plans are increasingly costly. And often, the time and energy you would have to take care of yourself have already been drained by exhausting work hours and endless commutes. Meanwhile, you see the price of real estate becoming unaffordable for younger generations, and even for those who are older. Buying a house today means taking on debt for 20, 30, or even 40 years. Rents rise alongside, making even the basic need for housing a constant struggle. Cars, once a symbol of freedom, have also skyrocketed in price. Owning a vehicle today has become an almost unbearable burden. And the social environment around you? The streets, neighborhoods, and cities seem to deteriorate year after year. Slums expand, violence increases, pollution spreads. It's not just a feeling, it's a reality visible to the naked eye. Life, which should be about building dreams and achievements, has turned into a race against time to avoid collapse. And in response to all this, new wounds emerge. Families fall apart, relationships wear thin, people drift apart. More than one person in a household needs to work just to cover the basics, increasing stress and exhaustion. We have fewer children or none at all. Alcoholism, drug dependency, reliance on medications, and emotional emptiness, all of these are growing at an alarming rate. You look at the elderly and see a portrait of what awaits us. People who work their entire lives and reach old age without financial stability, without enough family support, without adequate health care. Prematurely aged, tired, often isolated. Now, I want you to stop and think honestly. Do you feel that all of this, or at least part of it, is affecting your life? Your family? Your day-to-day? Your relationships? Your dreams? Your health? Your time? Your energy? If your answer, even silently, is yes, then you need to face a truth that no one has told you so directly until now. you have a problem. And it's not a small or superficial problem. It's a problem that, without you realizing, has been silently shaping every aspect of your life. The feeling of always chasing after something, of never advancing enough, the exhaustion, the growing frustration, all of this has a real, concrete, and deeply rooted cause. What is this problem? That's what we're going to reveal next. Imagine that our universe has a vast amount of energy, as it truly does. Now, imagine there's an invisible mechanism stealing that energy from the universe. What do you think would happen to everything within that universe and our lives, which are part of it? What do you think they would be like? Do you think we'd have a normal life, progressing, growing, evolving? Or would we be condemned to a more worn-out existence where crises multiply and chaos only grows, as we've seen around us? This is the question that needs to be asked, because without you noticing, the energy that sustains your life is being extracted. The energy from your work, your dreams, your daily efforts. And this is creating a cycle of exhaustion, a cycle no one can escape. But contrary to what many might think, this isn't something natural. Now we're getting to the core problem. And it's exactly this problem that you need to understand, because it's what's affecting your life. If you don't realize what's behind it, you won't be able to solve it. The good news is that by understanding it, you can solve this problem for yourself. I'm not saying the problem will disappear for society as a whole, but for you, it will. When one person begins to understand and change, everything around them can change. And if others do the same, the impact grows. It doesn't depend on a grand movement from above. It doesn't depend on governments. It depends on your understanding. It might seem hard to imagine, but change begins with you. Even if you don't have great influence, even if you feel isolated, transformation starts with a single step. When you understand, it could be what makes all the difference. Do you know why, in a healthy society, everyone naturally increases their purchasing power, improves their quality of life, and prospers together? Because that's the natural functioning of human relationships, of society as a whole. People work, produce, create value. They exchange products and services with each other, and over time, each person becomes more productive, more efficient. The energy generated by this system of cooperation isn't extracted. It stays among the people, circulating, growing, maintaining its value, and benefiting everyone. That's the natural dynamic of our lives, a fair system. And in that life, people don't live with the anxiety we know today. They aren't constantly insecure about the future. They don't feel the fear that their job could vanish overnight, that years of effort could be wasted or taken away by something completely out of their control. They don't live in fear of walking the streets, of being robbed, of losing what they've worked so hard to achieve. They aren't terrified of starting a family, of having children, because they know they can support them with dignity, with stability, and even leave something of real value for their future. In interactions with others, things are different too. There are no slums. There's no structural poverty like we know today, where millions of people suffer physically and emotionally because they can't access the basics. People's health is naturally better, precisely because they aren't living under chronic stress and constant pressure. Social conflicts are less intense. Politics doesn't dominate people's lives as it does now, because things function with much more harmony. And problems don't always need to be solved from above by someone powerful. People have autonomy to live well. And when we look at the world, this reflection appears too. Wars become rare. There's no reason to invade, plunder, destroy. The planet's resources are used for what truly matters: improving people's lives. Fortunes aren't spent on weapons, armies, destruction. The focus shifts back to building, to peace. And all of this doesn't depend on a distant utopia or a miracle from above. It's simply life functioning as it naturally does when nothing distorts its path. Now you might be thinking, but this all sounds too ideal, almost too good to be true. And that reaction makes perfect sense. After all, who has ever seen a society functioning like this? With so much harmony, so much stability, so much peace. The answer might surprise you. This is, in fact, the natural way human life in society works. Yes, this is how life tends to function when nothing fraudulent interferes. But until now, the most important tool to make this possible, a critical tool of the economic system, hadn't yet been invented by humanity. It's as if for millennia, humanity tried to move carriages without discovering the wheel. But now, in the 2000s after Christ, this wheel of social and economic life has finally been invented. It exists. It's already available. The problem is that most people still don't know about it. They don't know that this tool has been created, that it can already be used, but for you to understand how it works and why it's the foundation of that balanced society, I first need to show you how exactly this natural society sustains itself and what this tool is. Note, the following discussion about neutral money is provided for educational purposes only. It is not financial advice. Please seek professional guidance before making any financial decisions. This stable, secure, prosperous society, it can only exist when everything in it revolves around a neutral money. A money that cannot be created in excess, has a fixed supply, and cannot be conjured out of thin air by anyone, not governments, not banks, not companies. This money acts as a fair ruler, measuring the value of everything in a stable way. It serves as a measure of value, a medium of exchange between people, and also as a safe place to store value over time. It's as if it can be transported to the future without losing value. In fact, it gains value over time, and you'll see how below. When this money is neutral, meaning no one can tamper with it or create more, it functions as a solid foundation for everything. People produce and exchange their services and goods with confidence. And most importantly, they can save. They can store value for the future without fear that the money will lose its worth over time. And this is its main mechanism. If the money supply remains constant and society produces more, the natural outcome is that prices in this money always fall. Everything becomes cheaper, which means the money, over time, is worth more. A true, fair, fixed money allows each person to become more prosperous and secure simply by saving. This simple fact, this stability at the core of everything, is what makes life flow without all the fears, conflicts, and anxieties that today are seen as normal. Now you're ready to understand the real problem. The problem at the root of all the anxiety, fear, and frustration you feel. The problem that affects your quality of life, creates conflicts in your family, fuels violence and theft, and may even be behind major crises like wars and genocides. The problem is that you're not using a neutral money, one that would be natural for society. The money you use is not neutral. It doesn't have a fixed and immutable supply. While your society, your city, your country, and even the entire world produce more, while people wake up every day and work, while technology advances and new inventions emerge, you don't become more prosperous. Why? Because you're using a money whose supply is constantly increasing, whether by governments or central banks. And with that increase, its value decreases. Unlike a fixed supply money that could appreciate over time, the money you use loses value, causing prices to rise and your purchasing power to shrink. So you see what's happening around you. You see inequality growing, poverty spreading, slums persisting without end. You see that despite so much technological progress, people's lives don't truly improve. Violence continues in peripheral neighborhoods, and it even seems to be getting worse. Society becomes increasingly confused, disorganized, tense. People argue more, understand each other less. Politicians seem lost, proposing solutions that never work. In the world, wars never stop happening. And amidst all this, no one seems to realize that the root of all this chaos lies in the imperfect or even manipulated money we all use every day. You feel that everything is getting more expensive, more difficult, more unfair, and it is. But maybe you've never stopped to think why. Those closest to where money is created, governments, big banks, large corporations, get to use this new money before you, before it loses value. They buy land, real estate, stocks, companies, and all of those things rise in price. Meanwhile, you and most people get this money later, when it's already lost value. And what's left for you? Rising prices at the market, increasingly expensive rent, smaller, weaker, worse products. This has a name. It's called inflation. But it's not just that. It's the whole package. Prices rise, products shrink and lose quality, and companies, to cut costs, lay off workers, make jobs more precarious, automate everything they can. And the worst part, you think this is all normal. But it's not. It's the sign of a misaligned economy that's no longer telling the truth. Prices, which should reflect the real value of things, rise because of the increased money supply, not because products are better or more desirable. They confuse entrepreneurs, producers, and even you. Everyone starts making distorted, incorrect economic decisions. Companies go into debt, shut down, and because of this, you end up trapped like everyone else, relying on loans, stuck with credit card debt, paying interest forever. You go into debt too. All of this because we use the wrong money, a money that steals and sends false signals to people. You live in a system that, without you noticing, uses this imperfect money as a tool to drain your energy, your time, the fruits of your labor, and transfer it all to the hands of those closer to power, closer to the creation of more money, those who have the button to create more. It's a wealth extraction system where many work and few reap. And the scariest part is that almost no one sees it. This problem is silent, hidden, unspoken. The blame is always placed elsewhere. They say it's because you didn't study enough, because people are selfish, or because the population lacks education. They say the problem is just corruption. Bad politicians, wrong choices. Sometimes they blame the climate, the global economy, external crises, or wars that seem to come from outside. But the truth is that those wars and crises are symptoms, not causes. They're the result of the same imbalance we live with every day. A system that doesn't work for you, but works very well for those who control it. And the worst part is that the privileged don't want you to know the tool they use to literally rob you. The money you use robs you, and it's not just you. It robs everyone around you. The worst part is that this money can be created by others, but not by you. They do this to increase their power while yours fades away. You work, but the value of your effort diminishes more and more, and almost no one notices. This theft system is hidden, so no one knows how it really works. They don't want you to wake up to the problem. So the question is, would it be important for you to first understand and solve this problem? Or is it more pleasant to keep being robbed and exploited without knowing how? The choice is yours, but awareness of this problem can change everything. And the big question, is it possible to escape this system? Is there a solution? The answer is yes. Yes, and the solution requires only understanding and the action of moving your time and energy from a fraudulent money system to an honest one, which has existed since 2009. It's just a matter of choosing to leave the system that robs you and opt for a fixed supply, incorruptible money system. In the end, it's a matter of choice. I've understood all this and decide to make the change, to leave the fraud. But what system is this, you must be wondering? This system is the first truly neutral and perfect money, invented in 2009 by an unknown computer programmer under the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi created a money with all the characteristics of an ideal money, a money with a fixed and immutable supply that reflects the true value of things, allowing society to function fairly and naturally without the distortion imposed by today's money. And most importantly, Satoshi created this money in a way that no one at any time can create more of it, ensuring it is truly neutral. It has no owner, no one controls it, and it's decentralized. More than that, it has existed without flaws since its creation and is protected by a vast network of computers. With this, society has the opportunity to operate efficiently, prospering continuously and sustainably. It's the money society needs to achieve the natural state of prosperity without being robbed or exploited. You may be learning this now, but since 2009, many people, little by little, one by one, have been making this change. They've moved their time and energy to this new system. And this has been growing gradually. While you are stuck in a system that steals your energy, your time, and creates chaos in society, these people started using an honest money that cannot be manipulated. They saw the purchasing power of this money increase because it follows the natural laws of economics. While you were in a system that reduced your purchasing power year after year and saw prices rise endlessly, these people, by saving and using another system, lived differently. Their lives were calmer, more secure, with increasing purchasing power. Of course, those who made the change correctly and didn't fall for misinformation about it. You can now consider making the same choice as these people. Important. The information provided here is educational and not intended as financial advice. Before exploring or engaging with any new financial system, including the new one we present here, consult with a financial advisor and conduct thorough research. While you remain in this broken system, these other people will be in a system that works, that doesn't steal, and that truly generates prosperity. The decision is yours. But beware, you should only move your energy and time to this new system if you truly understand the problem explained so far. This choice needs to be conscious, not impulsive. Many people still don't understand Satoshi's invention. They think it's for getting rich. But rich with what? With the fraudulent money that robs you? That would be absurd. This neutral money wasn't created as an investment or a shortcut to getting rich within the broken system. It exists to restore the natural foundation of a prosperous and fair society. And because of that, naturally over time, it becomes worth more. Not because someone decided so, but because it's scarce and honest, while the imperfect money constantly loses value. At the same time, society's goods and services, thanks to innovation and progress, tend to become more accessible and abundant over time, considering their prices in this money. So what seems like appreciation is, in fact, the natural reflection of two truths. The fake money continuously devalues, and the true money maintains its value over the years. And there's another important warning for you. By definition, a neutral and fair money, the one a natural economy needs, can only exist if it's unique, with a limited and fixed supply. You can't have multiple perfect money or ones claiming to be perfect at the same time. After Satoshi introduced his invention, thousands of imitations emerged trying to sell themselves as new versions, better, faster. But they all ignore the central point, true scarcity. By multiplying these alternatives, they do exactly what the current system already does, create more money. And creating more money is precisely the problem. These copies, called cryptocurrencies, try to confuse you, delay your understanding of the problem and the solution. But if you truly understand what's at stake, you realize that only one money can fulfill this role, by the logic of the need for the money tool to have a limited supply. These other monies thus tend, by pure economic logic, to lose value and disappear. If you fall for these shortcuts, you'll just be returning to the same cycle of deception just with new packaging. In other words, Satoshi's invention isn't for you to try to get rich in the current money, nor does it have to do with crypto. It's the real way out of this entire fraudulent system. Simple as that. Before starting this change, it's crucial that you study Satoshi's invention the right way. Seek the right sources, understand the details of how it works, and learn how to integrate into this new system safely. Don't acquire the new money without understanding all of this. It's better to wait and understand first. There are many reliable sources for this. When you start studying with the proper foundation, everything changes in your life. You enter a new world with a new perspective, a new sense of relief and security. In the links associated with our contents, we're always updating these reliable sources to help you understand the entire problem and solution clearly and safely. We hope that by now you've understood that most of the major problems faced by people and the world stem from the fact that they aren't aware of this problem they face, and from the fact that a ready-to-adopt solution already exists. In summary, now after everything we've explained, you understand the central point. The current money system is robbing you, and the solution is already out there. Since 2009, many people have started to understand this and have switched to the honest system, which fosters real growth and prosperity. This neutral and incorruptible money was created to restore balance and societal development. But as you've seen, it's not about seeking quick riches. It's about using the right money, which appreciates because everyone contributes to the growth of the economy and society. And in that collaboration, everyone's purchasing power and wealth increase. Now, the choice is in your hands. Study Satoshi's invention, learn the right path, and make this change safely. What's at stake here isn't just your future, but the construction of a new path for everyone, where people can prosper. Don't fall into common mistakes. Seek genuine knowledge and seize the opportunity to change your life for the better. The change is already within your reach. Final note, this content is strictly educational and does not constitute financial advice. Any decisions related to money or investments should be made with the guidance of a qualified financial professional. This is Nakamoto Sound. Thanks for engaging.